This is the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a profitable and productive business that you are proud of. On this show, we explore entrepreneurship success stories, but not just the highlights. We get into the nitty-gritty details so that you know more about the path traveled to achieve that success. See, I'm on a mission to help you never feel like a failure again when it comes to achieving your goals. And so much of that is setting realistic expectations of the effort needed, goals that align with the season of your life, and ensuring that you have the accountability in place that you need. So on this podcast, you can expect real conversations, practical tips, and lots of encouragement along the way so that you have everything you need to follow through and actually achieve your definition of success. So if you're ready to go from unsure to unapologetic, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Hello, my friend, and happy 2024. Oh my gosh, it is a new year and a chance for a fresh start. There is something so special about this time of year. Even if you're listening to this at a different time, you can have a fresh start today, whatever day it is. But there is really something special about the new year, feeling like you can set new goals and almost have like a clean slate to start from. And so you've probably, hopefully, set your business goals. Maybe you've cleaned up the computer desktop. I know that's something I always do. And you're feeling really good about what you can do in your business this year. But I don't know about you, something tends to happen after that new year feeling fades and we miss a step on our plan or we hit a roadblock and all of a sudden, all the self-doubt comes into play and we start to remember all of the goals we've never hit. And I don't know about you, but a lot of people tell me, and I feel it myself, of having that feeling of, well, I didn't hit a goal before. What makes me think this time is going to be any different? And so this episode is dedicated to those moments. I want you to have this episode in your back pocket whenever you need it, because chances are at the beginning of the new year, you don't need it today, but you will need it at some point. Because get ready for this. This is such a depressing stat, but I feel like I have to start the episode with it, that only 8% of people, oh my gosh, 8% of people who set a New Year's resolution or a goal actually stick with it. This was out of the University of Bristol where I got this stat, but I've seen it reported many different times. And that means that 97% of people do not follow through with what they say they're going to do in the year. That breaks my heart into a million pieces. I just hate that so much. And the reason that I'm just brokenhearted over this is because I work with clients each and every day in my business, and what comes out on the other side of if you don't follow through with your plan and actually achieve your goal or see progress on your goal is you feel like a failure. And I just hate that. It breaks my heart because I never want anyone to feel like a failure, but that's exactly what happens. And so by this stat, 97% of people are going to feel like failure. And I am on a mission, my friend, for you not to feel like that. And so this episode is really going to give you the tools that you need to follow through with what you want to do, what you actually want to do in this new year. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you a way for you to get to a 95% chance of success. This is coming from a lot of research, as well as working with clients and looking at what works for myself. And I'm going to share with you several things that you have to do. But there is one thing in particular that will get you to a 95% more likelihood of success. And that is what I want for you. Because I want you to make this year the year that you follow through. I want you to think about fast forwarding to December 31st, 2024, and you are so proud of yourself. And you are like, I actually made all of this progress. Look what I did. That is what I want for you this year. And so what I'm sharing in this episode is my follow-through framework. I am so excited to have finally put it together. Like I said, I've been doing a lot of research and reflection on what's worked for myself as well as my clients, and I've boiled it all down to a follow-through framework that I'm going to be sharing with you today. And you can take this and run with it. You can use this podcast episode and go through this absolutely on your own anytime. However, what I wanted to do was capture this momentum of this new year, and I am going to be teaching this live. And when I say teaching, I'm actually teaching you on the podcast, and I'm going to go through it in the workshop that I'm teaching, but the workshop actually gives you time to answer the questions because, as you'll learn today, following through is really hard. And chances are you're driving, you're on a walk, you're washing the dishes. I don't know what you're doing as you're listening to me, but you are doing something else and you're not going to answer these questions. I know that because I listen to podcasts too, and I don't take action when I'm listening to them. So I am inviting you and giving you the opportunity to let me hold you accountable for this. Sign up for the live workshop that's happening Friday, January 12th. Now, if you can't join live, there will be a replay. I really want you to join live though, because that is where the magic is going to happen. However, I know not everyone can join, and I know some of you are going to hear this at a different time, and it's going to be after January 12th. So the replay will be available. But all you have to do to sign up for this free workshop is go to amandamckinney.com/workshop, and you'll be able to register for the workshop. But like I said, I'm going to teach you everything in this podcast episode. So let's jump in to talk about this follow-through framework. I promise you, I will get to the framework really, really soon. But first, I wanted to give you a little bit of an inspirational message. And I want you to just do it this year. Whatever it is that you want in your business, I want you to do that. And I know that that is so much easier said than done. Oh my gosh. When I say just do it, I'm not talking about going with reckless abandonment in your life and in your business and going rogue. That is not what I'm hoping for you. You are listening to one of the least spontaneous people on the planet, probably the least spontaneous person you'll ever know. And I love a good plan. I love to plan things. So I'm not talking about going rogue and not having a plan. But what I'm meaning for you is that I want you to just do whatever it is that you want to do. Chances are you have something on your list, you have a goal that you want to do, and you've probably been thinking about this for a long time, and you haven't taken action on it. And I want you to make 2024 the year that you take action on whatever it is that you want. I want you to follow through and actually file for that dang LLC that you have been thinking about for years. Even though you don't have everything figured out, you don't really know what the business is going to look like, you don't know what your website's going to look like or what you're going to offer, but you know you want to start that business. Go to the website and file for that LLC. Or I want you to tell someone today that you want to create that app or write that book or start that business. I want you to tell someone, even though you don't have everything figured out, because you don't have to have everything figured out to actually make progress on it. Or I want you to start saving. I want you to save $100 a month or whatever it is for that trip that you have been talking about, you have been dreaming about for a long time and haven't done anything to actually make it happen. Maybe you've thought about it, but that's it. You haven't started saving. You haven't started the bank account that you're going to save the money to take that trip. You haven't started planning anything. I want you to take action. That's what I'm meaning by just do it. You're not going to feel like you can do the thing that you want to do because it's a big goal. It's the trip. It's the business. It's whatever it is for you. It feels big, but you have to just take the first step. And if you've caught on, I am using Nike's slogan here, just do it. And I'm using it very much on purpose because recently I was listening to an episode on the Mel Robbins podcast, and she was talking about this slogan, and she asked the question, what is the most powerful word in that phrase, just do it? And immediately I thought it was do, the action word. Of course, that's what we think of as the most powerful word most of the time. And she said, no, the word is just. She said, the word just acknowledges a moment of hesitation. And this is because if Nike told us, if I told you, do it, that's a command. But adding the word just softens it up, and it really acknowledges the fact that not everything is easy. Most things we want to do in our life is not easy. So we have to just do it. We have to not just follow an order, but we have to just put one foot in front of the other. We have to take that first step even when we don't feel comfortable to do it. So as you're stepping into this new year and you hit that roadblock and your mind tells you, why try? It didn't work before, it's not going to work again, or whatever your mind tells you, I want you to combat that with something else. I want you to say, I might not have followed through before, but it doesn't mean I can't follow through now. And you, my friend, can absolutely do this. Chances are you might be doubting this and thinking that it's a character trait, whether you can follow through or not, but it is not. And I found the research to prove it. There was a professor out of Florida State University that said this, Many people assume willpower is a character trait that you're either born with or innately lack, but research suggests that it is much more complex. It can be trained. Just like a muscle, the amount of willpower you have at any given time rises and falls, and if you exercise it, it gets stronger. Oh yes, my friend, all you have to do is get your willpower muscle into shape. But the best news about this is you do not have to go to the gym, because I've got the answers for you. You can do this from home. You can do this from exactly where you are. And I've got 5 questions that I'm going to ask you today that make up my follow-through framework so that you can actually tap into that willpower and really exercise that muscle so that you can follow through and achieve your goals. So my question to you is, are you going to make this year the year that is different? Are you going to push through and actually follow through with what you actually want to do? Or are you going to wait another year and wish that you had been brave enough to just do it? And I want to remind you that I want to help you get there. So if you're ready, I'm going to share everything in this podcast episode, and I am so excited to share this follow-through framework with you. But as a reminder, I'm going to be hosting a live workshop where you can answer these questions to yourself. I'm not going to ask you to share, but you can answer these questions. I will hold you accountable to actually answering them and helping you each step of the way. This free workshop is happening live Friday, January 12th, and I hope to see you there. But of course, even if you can't join me live, or you're hearing this after the 12th, the replay will be available. Simply go to amandamckinney.com/workshop and you can sign up. So let's talk about this follow-through framework. So I'm calling it the follow-through, obviously, because I want you to follow through with what you actually want. And it really comes down to the fact that anyone can set a goal. You could set a very smart goal. You've probably heard of that term before, a smart goal right now about anything. I want to climb Mount Everest by the end of the year. And you can set these goals. Anyone can do it. But not anyone will actually follow through and achieve the goal. So this framework actually ensures that you will follow through with this goal, because I want you to make progress and never feel like a failure again. So this framework is made up of 5 questions that you're going to ask yourself. I'm going to walk you through them, and I want you to really think about this and how you can apply it in your life to the goal that you want to achieve in your business this year. Question number 1 is, what goal do you actually want to achieve this year in your business? And chances are you have a list of things. You have so many things that you want to accomplish this year. And you've probably heard it before, if everything is important, then nothing is important. And that really comes into play here. You have to be really clear about what you want. So take a moment and really think about what you actually want to accomplish. And like I said at the beginning, you've probably set goals for your business already, and that's great. So this is a good check, is do you actually want to do this thing in your business? And I want you to really gut check yourself here and ask yourself, if I accomplish this, will I be so proud that I would want to tell other people about it, that I would want other people to know I did it? I want you to think about going ahead to December 31st, 2024, and you are sitting there reflecting on the year and you are so proud of yourself. What is it that you accomplished in your business? That's the thing you really have to ask yourself, because if you don't really want it, then chances are you're not going to achieve that goal, because it is hard to achieve goals. That's what I said. Anyone can set a goal. Not everyone follows through. So the first thing you have to ask yourself is, do I really want this? Or do I feel like I should want it? Because you have to really want it. And if you haven't set your goal, I want to point you to episode 219, because I went through a step-by-step process of how to set a realistic goal based on the time that you have. Now, for the rest of this episode, I'm assuming you have a goal in place, but that is a resource if you have not set your goal. Question number 2 is, what does achieving my business goal look and feel like? Because now you know what you want. You've decided this is what I really want to do in my business, and now I want to ask you why. If you and I were able to sit and chat and you told me, chances are, you'd say, I want to make more money in my business. I would ask you, so that what? And I would push pretty hard to get to an answer. And it's because if you know your super strong and honest why, you are more likely to follow through when things get tough, which is definitely going to happen. We've seen it time and time again in our life. And so I want you to know, so that what? I want you to really think about why you want what you want in your business. This is so important. And I thought I would give my example with this so that you can hear the difference. So when I thought about what I wanted to do in my business this year, I came up with the phrase, I want to master the art of teaching effective accountability. And there's a lot of factors that go into that and why I chose that specific thing. But I want you to hear, you just heard me say my goal. That is the goal. I want to master the art of teaching effective accountability. But I want you to hear the difference in my so that part of the sentence. So when I wrote this out, here is what came out. I want to master the art of teaching effective accountability so that those who I have an impact with in my life and in my business never feel like a failure again when it comes to goal achievement. This is why I care. You heard me say it at the beginning of this episode. I never want you to feel like a failure again. It is going to power me on the hard days when I don't feel like teaching effective accountability. There's going to be many days I don't feel like doing that. But when I think about so that what, so that you never feel like a failure again, that is powerful. I want you to have that type of emotion when you think about what you want to do in your business. So you've asked yourself what you want. Now I want you to really gut check it with the so that sentence. So that why? And I want you to get really, really clear on that. And so I want you to write that sentence. Now, as part of this, I want you to take this a step further. The so that sentence is going to be very, very helpful for you because it helps you get really clear on why you care about the thing that you're actually saying you want to do. But I want you to take it a step further and actually think about visualizing what success looks like for you. Some people who are listening are going to love this idea about visualizing and really thinking things through, and other people are very doubtful. And quite frankly, I'm one of the doubtful people. And I have been on a journey of trying to figure out, does this really work? Because I think it sounds great, but I wanted to know if it would really, really work. So as part of my research through all of this over the last year or so, I've really looked into visualization. And I found an article from Oxford Research Encyclopedias, and it says this: all individuals, regardless of age, gender, or skill level, are capable of using imagery as a means to enhance cognitive, behavioral, and effective outcomes. In the sport domain, athletes use imagery in training, competition, and rehabilitation. Elsewhere, imagery has been widely utilized by other performers, including military personnel, surgeons, and musicians. Now, I don't know about you, but those are some pretty powerful people. And if they're using it, it must be working. It's kind of what I was thinking. And the first person that comes to mind for me with visualization is Michael Phelps. He is a 28-time Olympic medalist, with 23 of those being gold. He uses visualization all the time, and he's very open about it. And so what he does is he really visualizes what is going to happen as he is swimming, and so that his body goes into autopilot. He has rehearsed it hundreds of times. So I looked up, and in the show notes, I have several resources that you can watch and or read of him talking about visualization. It's such a powerful thing to hear him talk about it. But he asked himself three things in order to come up with the visualization of the race. And he asked himself, what do I want to happen? What don't I want to happen? And what could happen? And he says this, so that whatever happened, I was prepared for it. He talks about, what if the goggles slip off? What if something is wrong with his suit? What if his foot slips off of the block? He knows everything. His body goes into autopilot, and so there is no panic. It is remarkable. And his coach goes on to say how his body goes into autopilot because he is essentially, his brain has visualized it so many times that it seems like his body has like swam that race hundreds of times. And so it's not like he's hit with a whole bunch of nerves. He's really visualized it so many times that his brain and his body go into autopilot. And that is why he's been such a successful athlete. And he really attributes a lot of it to visualization. So I want you to think about what this would look like for you. And very specifically, asking yourself, what do I want to happen? What do I not want to happen? And what could happen? So this is something that's going to take some time, and you'll come up with a scenario that you will then rehearse in your mind every single day. The idea of repeating it every day is critical with this. So you really have to get committed and come up with the scenario, write it, and then you'll read it every single day until it becomes part of your memory. And it's ideal to do this at the same time every day, and if possible, to do it first thing in the morning. And this is why. The research says that the mind is still slightly lucid in the morning, so it makes it easier to summon crystal clear images like you would encounter in your dreams. And this really sets it into your brain as it's happening. It's visualizing it. So ideally, you're going to do this every morning when you wake up. So what you'll have to do for this is to set some time and actually create the visualization that you will read and then rehearse to yourself every morning. So asking yourself what you want to happen in your business, what you don't want to happen, and what could happen, coming up with a scenario and talking yourself really through that, visualizing it each and every day. Question number three is, am I willing to put in the effort to actually achieve my business goal? This is a biggie. And so you just went through the visualization exercise, or you will, and once you're doing that, you're starting to think about what could happen. And that's where the effort comes in. And we have to ask ourselves, am I willing to put in the effort to actually achieve this? Now, chances are many people are going to get to question number three, and the answer is no. And you have to be really honest with yourself, because you have to put in the effort to actually make this happen. And so if you're not willing, be honest and say no, because otherwise you're going to end up feeling like a failure. So if the answer is no, do not beat yourself up. Go back to question one and start over. It's okay to change. It's okay to set a more realistic goal for you that you actually care about and will put in the effort. And I want to remind you that it's not your fault if you get to this point and you're like, absolutely not. I'm not putting in the effort for this, because our brain uses different sections of the brain, really, to make decisions versus thinking about the effort and actually taking the action. So in an article by Science Direct, it really talks about how when we make a decision, like what we want to do this year, our brain focuses on the reward. So if we say, I want to make more money or I want to get healthier, our brain isn't focused on the effort at all. At this point, we are making a decision based on the reward. We are only thinking about more money or being healthier. We are not thinking about how to get there. So we have to recognize that making a decision is very helpful, because we need to make a decision, but it's only focused on the reward. We use a different part of our brain when we think about the effort. So I really want you to think about the effort that it's going to take to get to that reward. And a really fun story I want to tell you is, recently my 10-year-old nephew and his entire football team won the national championship for 2023. It was pretty amazing. This group of kids from a small town in Florida beat out teams from all over the U.S. to be the national champions. And you can imagine, this team from a small town doesn't have all the resources that bigger teams have. They probably don't have the same level of talent or coaching, that sort of thing. But yet they won. So many stories were written about them. It was really, really cool to watch. And so when I was able to go home and talk to my nephew about this, my husband and I were talking to him, and Michael asked him, you know, what was your favorite part about the entire experience? I mean, he didn't skip a beat, and his answer was the practice. We were so shocked. I kind of like looked at him and I was like, oh my gosh. And so we asked him, why was it the practice that he loved so much? And he talked about how he just enjoyed practicing and learning new things and being with his friends. And I thought about it later that he could have come in second or fourth or fifth, you know, in those finals. And I would have been just as proud of him. But the key here is, he would have had the same answer. So even if he didn't win, he would have had the same answer of what was his favorite part of the entire experience, because it was the practice. And I was just thinking about this, how sweet it was to experience his just raw honesty about what it was, because what it comes down to is, he found joy in the effort, not just the reward. This is a 10-year-old boy who was showing me all the rings and the medals. He's holding them in his hands as he's talking about this. And he didn't talk about those things. He didn't talk about the trip. They got to stay in a hotel for a week, all these things that 10-year-old boys don't get to do very often with their entire football team, let alone miss school, right? Typically, you think it's going to be missing school. And he said the practice. And he found joy in the effort. And so I want you to be inspired by my 10-year-old nephew and ask yourself, am I willing to find joy in the effort and not just the reward? Question number four is, how will I measure the progress on my business goal? So now you've gotten really clear on what you want. You know what success looks like. You've visualized what it looks like. You've asked yourself if you're willing to put in the effort and said yes. So now you have to think, how am I going to track progress? Because I promise you with 100% certainty, if you do not track your progress, you will stop. You will absolutely stop and not follow through with what you say you're going to do, because it's never going to feel like you did enough. But if you track your progress, as well as the lessons learned along the way, you will actually keep going. You will undoubtedly learn more, and you will consistently improve and follow through with your plan. I also found an article from Harvard Business Review about the thing called the progress principle. And this research talked about how in this particular study, what they found was that participants looking at what their best days were and their worst days, based on several different things, that they found that the most common event triggering a best day was any progress in the work by the individual or the team. This is remarkable. Any progress. The article is called The Power of Small Wins, and we need to celebrate those small wins, because we often think about only the reward, only the big thing, but we have to celebrate progress all along the way, because our brain needs dopamine hits. There's an episode of the Huberman Lab podcast that I reference all the time, and it's called The Goals Toolkit, and that episode just really talks about how we look at goals and how it works with our brain, and he talks about how our brains get a dopamine hit when we share our goal. So if you shared your New Year's intention or something, you know, I'm going to run a marathon with someone, we get a dopamine hit because when we share this goal, other people encourage us and say, you can do it. That's awesome. And so we get this dopamine hit, but the problem is we don't get that dopamine hit again when it's time to put in the effort, because we have to lace up those shoes and go run when it's raining, or we have to write that email that we really don't want to do, or we have to teach again when we don't feel like it, whatever it is. We don't have those dopamine hits, but there's a little bit of a hack here. If you track your progress, you get the dopamine hit because you're actually tracking the progress and celebrating all along the way. So I want you to absolutely identify a metric that you can track your progress. I want you to be tracking it on a weekly basis. I have worked with clients for 6 years now, and it is unbelievable how many times this has been proven, that if you track a metric, you are more likely to not only achieve it, but actually exceed it, because you're really focused on it and you want to see that number go up, or you want to see the streak happen, or whatever it is. It is incredible. So I need you to identify a metric. Now, you're probably thinking, what in the world can I track? And so I have identified four different metrics that your goal most likely fits into. First is a currency amount. So it's dollars made, dollars saved, etc. The second one is a frequency of an action taken. So maybe you want to try something daily or three times a week or one time a month. That would be a frequency. A percentage. So maybe you want to increase revenue by a certain percent or decrease expenses by a certain percent. And the fourth is time spent on an activity. So maybe you want to dedicate 5 hours a week to doing a specific task. So you have to ask yourself, based on your goal, what metric can I track on a weekly basis? And I would really love it if you could have one, but sometimes we need more than one metric simply because of how the goal is. But try really hard not to have more than three, because if you're tracking more than three things, you're probably going to get overwhelmed and stop tracking. So make sure it's between one and three metrics that you're tracking on a weekly basis. Question number five is, how will I ensure that I follow through with my goal achieving plan? Now, I want to bring you back to that research that said 8% of people give up on their goal when they set a New Year's goal. But I also told you that I could get you to a 95% increase of success. This is it. This is the one thing. It is accountability, my friend. I know, and you know, deep down in your heart, that you have set a goal, you have created a plan, and you didn't follow through. And chances are you didn't do it because no one else was holding you accountable. So while we've seen this in our own lives, I found some research that proves that accountability really helps you get to that 95%. The American Society of Training and Development said that you are 95% more likely to succeed by simply directing accountability to a third party. They broke this down even further, and they said that having a goal gets you to 10% more likely. consciously deciding to do it, that was that first step of really identifying what you really want, it gets you to 25%. Assigning it to a timeline is 40%. So making a plan gets you to 50%, which is incredible. And committing it to someone else is 65%. But when you get to weekly consistent check-ins, it takes you to 95%. Now, in question number four, I asked you what metric to track, and I told you to do it on a weekly basis. That gets you to 95%. Simply tracking something is going to help you because you're going to be checking in with yourself. Now, it's great if you can have someone else helping hold you accountable, but I know that's not accessible for everyone. So when I was really digging into this, I've identified three different levels of accountability. So no matter what your resources are, you can do this. It doesn't matter what you have access to right now, because you can do this on your own with the tools that are at your fingertips right now. So the three different levels of accountability, the first level is through tools. So this is something where we're going to use technology to our advantage and help us with those weekly check-ins. All you have to do is create a form. I suggest Google Form. It's free. And create a form that asks yourself each and every week, did I do what I said I was going to do? Track your metric and ask yourself, what are you going to do next week? And you fill out that form. You set a reminder on your calendar and your project management tool, and you tell yourself on a specific day of the week, I suggest Friday, and tell yourself to fill out that dang form. And that's what you have to do on a weekly basis. All you have to do is fill out the form. You're going to be looking at your metrics, so you're going to see the impact that you're making with that tracking of the metric, and you're going to be reporting it to yourself. This is huge, and it costs no money. And it takes about 5 minutes of your time every week. It's very, very simple to do. Level two is accountability through connection. This is if you know you need someone to help you. This is finding an accountability buddy or a group that you can meet with on a weekly basis. Again, you have to do this weekly. You have to tell them, this is what I did this week, and here's the metrics that I tracked, and this is what I'm going to do next week. You have to do this on a weekly basis, but you can find an accountability buddy or a group to work with to make it happen. And this is really good if you know you need someone else. If you know you can't hold yourself accountable, this is what you need to do. And the third level is accountability through payment. It is truly unbelievable what investing our financial resources can do for productivity. So this is finding a coach or a mastermind or some type of live program. Huge caveat here, this is not a DIY course because that doesn't have accountability. DIY courses are awesome, but if you can't hold yourself accountable, then you need the live component. So you need weekly check-ins with a program, with a mastermind, or with a coach. Now, this is something that you'll want to pay for and know what your budget is, obviously, but it is a really good option if you've tried everything else and have not made progress. The answer is it's time to pay. Now, I don't want anyone going into debt for anything, so don't push yourself so far past your comfort zone. But know that you, if you can invest your financial resources, whatever those are, for you and your budget, that it's going to dramatically change the amount that you'll actually do. You'll see a lot of progress. So that's it. That is the follow-through framework. You ask yourself these five questions and be brutally honest with yourself, because otherwise it's a complete waste of time. But if you are honest with yourself about what you want, about what success looks like and really visualizing that and why you care, if you know that you are willing to put in the effort and you have identified exactly what metric you'll track and you have the level of accountability that you need, my friend, you are going to make progress on your goal. This is going to be the year. 2024 is going to be the year that you prove yourself right, that you say, I did it. I can actually follow through with what I said I wanted to do. You will not feel like a failure. And that is what I want for you. I want you to ensure that you follow through with your goal, no matter what your goal is this year. Your goal is unique to you and your business and your season of life, and it's wonderful. It doesn't need to compare to anyone else's. What you want is on your heart for a reason, and you can absolutely do it. And this follow-through framework will ensure that you actually do it. So I want you to promise yourself that you're going to be honest with yourself when you answer these questions. And I've got one more question for you. And the question is, do you need accountability when it comes to actually answering those questions? I want you to be honest with yourself about that, because chances are you're listening to this podcast episode. You've got a million things on your to-do list today, and you don't have time to do this. But if you know that this is important to you, I want you to join me live or at the replay for the free workshop I'm hosting, as I will walk you through this process. I will give you the space to answer these questions. I will answer your questions if you are getting confused along the way. I want you to have that space to actually follow through with this, because following through is huge. Knowing what you need is huge. And so many people need that time on a workshop to actually answer the questions, because you won't do it on your own. So all you have to do is go to amandamckinney.com/workshop, and you will be able to register for this workshop where you can actually follow through and achieve your goals. I am so excited to teach this. I will be teaching it live Friday, January 12th, but the replay will be available. But above all, I want you to make 2024 the year that you actually follow through. I want you to answer these questions, and I want you to make progress and celebrate it all along the way. And I want you to remember that it's going to be tough. The path is not going to be linear, and it's going to be difficult, but it doesn't mean you have to give up. Progress is great. Small wins are great. And I'll leave you with the wise words of Michael Phelps when he said this: "If I didn't get the results I wanted, I would just go back to the drawing board." He would just go back to the drawing board. My dear friend, it's time to just do it. It's time to make 2024 your year. And if you miss a day on your plan, just get back on. Just get back on track. And I want you to remember, setbacks are going to happen. Failure is going to happen along the way. But just because you fail at taking steps in a task or following a plan doesn't mean that you are a failure. I never want you to feel like a failure again, ever. I want you to know exactly what steps to take to get back on track, to follow through with the goal that you desperately want in your life and in your business. So until next time, give yourself permission to dream, plan, and actually follow through, and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with someone else who could use it too. Sharing is caring, but it's also a huge boost to your accountability. Sharing this message and then talking about it will ensure that you actually take the action that was mentioned in this episode. Hello, accountability. There's nothing better than the feeling of actually following through, and I want that for you. So screenshot it, share it, and if you share it on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @TheAmandaMckinney too. Until next time.